Why? Because they believe that the Jews crucified him. If you believe that the Jews crucified Jesus, how Jesus could protect you? Yes?
Since according to his belief he was crucified by the Jews, how then can he protect them? Inasmuch as the heart of that king bleeds on account of them, how should there be the inviolable defense of whilst thou art amongst them? To the pure gold and to the goldsmith, the danger from the false counterfeiter is greater. Josephs are concealed on account of the jealousy of the ugly, for because of enemies, the beautiful live in the fire. Josephs are in the pit through the guile of brethren, whom from envy gave Joseph to the wolves.
Here again, that word is not envy, is jealousy, is hasad. Because envy will be qibte, envy will be a lot of other words. The word is jealousy. Do you remember he said there is no stronger barrier than jealousy? Jealousy, because it's the ego. Ego against the beauty. Here he goes against about jealousy. What is he talking about? Let's understand, okay. The poetry is beautiful, blah, 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 okay. I like it. But what's the deal here? First, you start with a sort of craziness belonging to the saints, and it's not comparable to ours. Then he said, listen, the reality is like this, that the prophet, we kill the prophet, because the animal in us is very strong. What do we do? First of all, look at the prophets. Let me explain their problem. First of all, they cannot show up. They have to hide from the silly people. And they are always worried about us, the rest of us. And we don't care about the benefit of them being among us. Because a lot of good thing happens because of them. They are working with us, but we don't know that. And mainly, they are bringing the best kind of wisdom to us, right? But they are not alone. The Phrygian people are here. The tricky people are here. And what do? They steal the words of these saints, but they misuse it, they abuse it. A goldsmith should worry not about you, about that fake jewelry maker. And there are these fakes within us. Because talking about this subject could become even fashion. 50 years ago, in Western countries, nobody will talk about jewelry. Now you go around and you find jewelry. We talk about it. Okay. And there are two different views. One is the holy approach to this. The other one is useful and logical approach to this. These are two kind of stuff. When we say there are bad people, there could be bad people against the best thing even. Remember Joseph? Joseph is beautiful. So everybody should love him. But the brothers don't. Why? Because jealousy is there. This is the problem with us and these gurus, these saints. They are carrying the pain and we bother them. And they have to convince us not to believe the other charlatan who is distorting this stuff. Jealousy. Jealousy. Yes? Joseph's are.
What happened to Joseph of Egypt on account of jealousy? This jealousy is a big wolf and convert. Of necessity, kind Jacob always had fear and dread for Joseph because of this wolf. The wolf indeed did not prowl about Joseph. This envy, this jealousy has actually surpassed wolves.
Now here he goes. He's trying to do something here. Look at the text. He's trying to bring out something which doesn't look important, but it is very important. He knows that. He's mentioning it. It doesn't look that important to you. For example, he said, listen, this jealousy which happened to Joseph, look at it. It was like a wolf is waiting for Joseph. The Jacob is thinking like that, right? Yes, there is a wolf. This jealousy is worse than wolf. And remember, literally wolf never attacked Joseph. I'm not talking about this reality, the real, visible wolf never attacked Joseph. That jealousy surpasses the wolfness of the wolf. I mean, it's not only the wolf, because when I say wolf, I understand that none of you are scared. Any of you are scared of wolf? No, because you're living in a safe apartment. In Rumi's time, everybody should fear the wolf, because every single winter, a couple of people will be eaten by wolf. Even then, and you say, when I'm talking about the wolf, I'm not talking about this wolf. That is the wolf, the jealousy of brothers towards Joseph. Yes?
This wolf dealt its wound, and by way of specious excuse came. Lo, we went to compete with one another. Hundreds of thousands of wolves have not this cunning. This wolf will at last be put to shame. Stop. Because on the day of battle, the envious will without doubt be brought together in the shape of wolves.
The trick of the brothers is not very simple. They have a trick in slave which 100,000 of wolf cannot. But so what? They will lose. Wait. The brother of Joseph will lose. Why? First of all, at the end of the day, in the judgment moment, the people who are jealous, they look like wolves. Means what? Means we'll wait and we'll die and we'll come back. Then we are all in space and some people look like wolves. It's not bad, it would be a very good fantasy. I like fantasies. But to my belief, the judgment day is now. And now when you look at the jealous people, they look like wolves, even worse. If you just see their jealousy, if your eyes are open, or sometimes by misfortune of experiencing this stuff, you will see some of these people. But normally, you will see a decorated face, a glimpse of something filthy. If you have the eye, look at them, and they are really looking like wolf. To a fellow whose eyes is opened, the jealous people look like wolf, yes?
Resurrection of the greedy bog eater of carrion will be in the shape of a hog on the day of reckoning.
What? We're talking about wolf. Okay, we're using bad words towards the jealous people. Suddenly, why this verse? Why greed? Why? back. Book 1. We started that jealousy with the Jew king, remember? Do you remember something over there? Before talking about jealousy? Paragraph 2. Do you remember we said two assets of this intelligence should not be carried on? First was nagging, second was greed. These are part of intelligence. Whenever we talk about intelligence, Rumi is clever enough to bring them in. That look at this, jealousy and greed. Two stuff which cannot go in the heart. Because heart is not personal, it's open to other hearts, those windows. And greed. Greed is about quantity. In quality, there is no greed. Yes?
Adulterous, odor, memory, latentus. Wine drinkers will have stinking mouths. The hidden stench that was reaching to hearts will become sensible and manifest at the resurrection.
Means what we call about resurrection is the moment that you will be stripped of all the covers and what could see one is inside you. I mean your heart. The animals looking at you will see your body. The enlightened people will look at you. We look at your heart, because that's what you are. All the nonsenses which will leak in your heart, in resurrection moment, they will become visible. All the nonsenses, shortcomings, because human being is not a simple stuff. Human being is like a jungle. It's not jungle, the word is biche, which is the little jungle there. It's not forest, but it's somewhere full of wildlife in it. This is what we are. The human being is very complicated. So be aware of the human being, you and the people around you, because each of us is full of good stuff and bad stuff. All of us are like that. So who is a good person? Bruno says, good person? Let me give you a very good simple example. What is the golden stuff? Do you have a golden ring? What is that ring on your hand? What is it made of?
It's metal. It's not gold.
Doesn't matter. Is it silver?
No, I don't think it's silver either.
That's a good point. What you look at and you will call gold, never, ever, ever could be 100% gold. Never. Because everything in the universe is like this. Look at it. It says, me, I'm a mixture. Okay, so what is gold? Huh. Gold is a stuff that in the mixture, the gold is the major part, the rest are the minor. This is what we call gold. Okay. So, when we talk about you, your heart should be gold. I'm not saying that in your heart there is nothing else. The major is gold. If the major part of you is lead,